Good morning. I'm Elder Gil Emery. We, the elders of our church, have realized that our pastor is doing 7 days work without a day of rest. And so what we have done is to suggest that we elders try to cover the Monday devotions and the afternoon children's message. And as of today, that is the way we're going to work it. Tomorrow, I hope you'll be present. Pastor Doug will be back. But today it brings me a great deal of joy to be attempting to fill in and conduct a devotion based on the taking gathered worship home. So if you will, bow and we'll pray and get started. Dear God, our Father in heaven, we thank you for your word is truth. We thank you for teachers and our Pastor Doug as he has continued faithfully day after day to bring these devotions to you, and pray that as I attempt to fill in today, that it would be a lesson for which each of us, myself included, would pick up on those things which you would desire us to learn and to know, and help throughout this week to engage. We pray for each one of our members out there that this pandemic would soon be gone, that you would allow us all through our government to be meeting again. Until then, we thank you because we're not alone. You, Lord Jesus, are in us and with us, each one of us in our respective isolated places. And so as we move forward to pray, we do pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the scripture text today is from Acts chapter 4, 32 to 37, Joshua 1, 6, 1 to 27, and Ephesians 5, 25 to 32. In the text in Joshua, we read through it, and many instructions for each of the parties, the duties within this time and in Joshua's leadership. And in verse 10, we read, "Do not give a war cry, do not raise your voices, do not say a word until I tell you to shout." Now, these faithful did this for 7 consecutive days. Can you imagine doing something like this without trying to improvise? But what a long time to go without anyone changing or adding to the instructions. In the Acts account, we read verse 32, all the believers were one in mind and heart. As we think about our heart and mind, they can't be divided. The heart and mind must be of one accord. Paul tells us in Romans 12 that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and we see in Luke that Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. First question in the devotion for today, how did God's people demonstrate faithfulness in Acts and the Joshua account? First, I believe they were obedient to the Lord as they worked together. No one was attempting to add to or take away from the tasks the Lord had given. Each one submitted to the directions given by their leaders. Unity was exercised perfectly. They demonstrated patience by following the instructions without improvising. Can you imagine what might have been the consequence if any of the steps that Joshua had directed and the time to shout was done chaotically? In the case of the account in Acts, many were gathering, selling their possessions, trusting them to the apostles without giving them any special directions for what they wanted their donations to go to. The apostles were trusted, and they were continuing to give their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And lo and behold, the grace of God, which is upon all, and us as well, and there was none in need. Question: is glorification of Joshua and Barnabas the point of these passages? Ponder that for a couple of seconds. I think the answer is no. These passages are here to glorify God, to show His faithfulness to His people, and the significance of following Him and Him alone. Because of Jesus Christ, perfection has been completed. Jesus has gone on to be with the Father, is alive today in each one of us. And hence, we, in the wonder of Him living in us, we can grow and strive to follow Jesus Christ alone. This brings us to the treasures God has for us when we're faithful. In John 14:15, Jesus is quoted, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." Something else these passages point out is what our love for Jesus and each other should look like as the world looks on. So as we continue throughout the day and the rest of this week, first off, Pastor Doug will be with you the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I pray that each of you will look back upon these texts, trusting God to help you maybe see more nuggets that are there, and hence be able to grow and mature. In our isolation, as we are at home, unable to meet with one another, but yet Christ is with us, growing us for His purpose in the church, for His purpose in the church to show the world around us, yes, Jesus is alive, He is true, and He brings us together in a way that is magnificent. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father in heaven, we praise You for the wonder of the love that You shower us with. We thank You that You have given to each one of us the privilege to participate in Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we look to You for guidance. We look to You for courage. And we look to You for leading us, that we would honor You and glorify You in these things that we do according to Your word. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.